broadcasting live from the Fort Recovery Radio Studios in downtown historic Fort Recovery, Ohio, right next to Tin Man's. It's time for some sports talk with Bubba and Fee. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Celebrating tonight.
Fired up.
How was
go
that?
Indians.
Go Indians. Wasn't that some game?
That was
did
awesome.
Did you guys go? Jack, did you go?
Awesome. I have a picture of my granddaughter pitching at the T-ball.
Okay, so you didn't make it over. Billy, you was there, right?
Yeah. Bill was there.
I knew I seen him back
what
there.
What dugout were we in?
In the right one.
The old right one. First baseline. Very good. Wrong. How about you?
What are you talking about? Right as I stand in center field looking to the right.
Right as you stand in center field.
Looking to the right. There you go.
Name four players on our team. Unbelievable.
All league.
Huh?
Our whole team was all league.
We had three all leaguers.
Yeah, three first team, but had seven.
Bam.
I got first base coach of the year.
So you are awesome first base.
So I'm waiting on it.
So how's there like 25 members of the MAC all conference?
Okay, so the WBL has three teams. They have 30 players on their first, second, third team. The MAC has two teams. An honorable mention. We have 20 kids on the first team and 10 on the second team. So there's 30 kids or 31, and then there's an honorable mention.
Digger's got that screwed up.
He don't have it screwed up. Gary Raspberry is a peckerhead.
Yeah, Digger's got that.
Gary don't like it.
Gary Raspberry always says everybody
like
gets a ribbon.
Digger. No.
Well,
I'll tell you right now. He says he always talks about the Western Buckeye League. Okay, Gary Raspberry says they do it right. The Western Buckeye League has four state baseball championships, and the MAC has 17. So, and before you start throwing the WBL, how they do things, how about just...
Yeah, how about inviting Gary to your show?
Well, here's... Gary Raspberry has an open mic. He can come here anytime, come on, and I'll argue this.
Come on in.
Come on, Raz, listen. I love him.
Here now.
But St. Henry.
He's on his way.
Let's say,
I got Raz's number.
There's 20 on the first team.
All right.
Have him tell us which 10 to
let's
take
get him
off.
On. I'll see the answers.
And you go tell that kid to his face that he isn't a first team baseball player. Every single one of those kids, plus the second team, should be first team baseball players. Those are some great players.
I don't know about that. A little
well, young Peter from
young
from
Peter.
Delphus, second team.
All right.
But where are you going to
call
him?
Gary Raspberry.
Because of his name.
Well, you can put him over here, and we can put it in the put it through the system. But
we'll find out. He might be covering. He probably went up and covered Salina.
He's covering him. Any kind of guy. I can run that through here.
I got it because he may not want to be on the air.
Okay. Well, then don't hold it up to the mic.
Well, we got to call into Raz. We're going to get his opinion on the all league stuff. He ain't answered. Minster Crestview, no score.
No score.
No score.
How far into the game?
Got to be
third inning.
Third or fourth. We were busy here, so.
Fee, how about that game?
Awesome.
We haven't beat St. Henry since 2000.
2000.
16 years.
The entire millennium.
Unbelievable.
How can that happen?
Because they're pretty.
Incredible.
They have a great program, that's why. And they've been psyching us out in just about every sport till the last 2 years.
They ain't been psyching us out. They've been better than we are.
Not well, and then sometimes we've been as
well,
good.
We got out-coached about 4 years in a row.
Who was our coach? Oh.
I can't remember.
Huh?
I can't remember.
Bill?
I know the players on the team. I can't
Bill, you're too far from the microphone for anybody
really
to hear you.
To be
so.
Heard on this one.
Hey.
Okay. then don't talk because then it's just
well, I mean, I can't hear very good either.
I don't know.
I have my ears clogged or something.
Wax.
Hello.
V, you're sounding great
I
over there.
Good.
You That's do sound good. How about Nick Twaits?
Nick Twaits was really,
was
really good.
He was a beast. Man.
Hey, my question with him is,
wow.
It seems like he's hitting everything right on.
Today he was.
Oh, my God. Oh,
and he's been in a little bit of a funk.
Has he?
Yeah, but, man.
Oh, man.
He came out of it today.
Yeah, what's over? Neil's old man and wide open. Oh, man.
Well, you guys are in there doing, you and Cobby did a great job. Where's Neil at? I don't hear
eating popcorn. Well, Cole Wendell runs the board.
Cole runs the board. The whole thing works a lot better when I'm not there. Just be real honest.
That's Neil's a roving reporter.
How are the cheeseburgers, Bubba?
Cheeseburgers, good. Got eight of them.
Did you have eight of them?
We got eight.
He didn't.
No, I gave them to everybody. Our whole side had cheeseburgers.
One last
one. I didn't like them.
So was you going to go to a commercial, and then there was a pretty girl walked by, and you canceled your commercial? Did that really happen? Neil, is that allowed?
Hold up. Sam says.
Yeah, I have no problem
with
that.
They were going to commercial, and all of a sudden, Bubba said something about a pretty girl, and Calvin starts salivating over the radio. And,
no, that's not what happened.
It's exactly what happened.
No. Sam said. Sam texts me. She goes, "What are you, Brett Musburger?"
your daughter is one clever
young
lady.
She is an idiot.
I love her.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. So the Indians play St. Henry Knight District. First game of districts. And, look at Mrs. Klingshern. Proud parent.
Yeah, that's right. Maxie's on the team.
Oh, we got to. Let's see some. That's the thing about flashing.
I don't think that's what they're doing.
Nope, ain't coming in. We're trying to get him in, but they ain't coming
in. No, for God's sakes.
Is she going to moon you?
No.
Oh. Not Mrs. Klingshern.
No. Anyway,
the
Indians and the Skins play tonight.
Crazy start.
And Fee.
Too bad.
Well, yeah, it is. And you just hate to see something like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, we talked about what happened in the play. And you know, Mitch Thaman is all MAC player of the year two years in a row.
He's a hell of a player.
When you take that out of your lineup.
Yeah. Best hitter and best pitcher.
Right. So, you know, that's a tough one to overcome. And take your hat off to St. Henry. They battled their butts off.
Yeah, they did. They were in it the whole way. We were.
A lot of times.
Here we go, boys.
You leave that many runners on base.
It's going to come back and get you. Yeah, I was waiting.
I kept thinking.
I was thinking the same thing. And Homan is two or three yards from
warning track.
It game's over. I mean, if it's 5-0, this game's over. You know, they're
Bubba
done.
Had to call the homer. He'd jump up down. Everybody's high.
Oh, I was at first. I said, "Get out of here!" I thought he had it. He hit it.
Well,
hard.
I mean,
Joe Knoxall, why do?
That's my Chris Guggenbiller, head coach of the Indians.
We got all kinds of celebrities walking around tonight.
It's a big night uptown.
Yeah,
town is booming.
Yep.
We should go for purple.
Smells How like about driving through Fort Recovery today.
Good luck.
Oh, my God.
Good luck with that one.
I was late for work today.
Traffic?
You got at least a 10-minute wait at each stop sign.
It is unbelievable.
I do have to, and I know that you guys want to talk about the baseball game, but I also need to have a little bit of a shout-out
because
I went to the other game.
Okay.
Where River June softball team tied. The team that they played against, it was 30-30.
30-30?
Yes.
Defensive struggle.
Every player got on base. Every player scored.
Yes.
What was the final?
30-30. Yes.
30-30 tie.
Yes. It was.
So who won?
The 30.
30. So they all get a ribbon?
Yes.
So Raspberry will be happy?
River June pitched. She has an ERA of that. Well, she could pitch for the Reds.
Yeah. She'd be perfect on her Reds.
All right. That's right.
But a big old shout out to River June tonight.
All right. Atta girl. That's awesome. 30-30. That ain't bad. That's a lot of running. Do they still do the last batter?
Yeah.
Don't stop running.
The last batter does not stop.
Hit it and go. Don't stop.
Yeah, it's amazing because the last batter always hits a grand slam because the bases are
automatic.
Loaded.
Yep.
Yes.
Love it.
And the warm ups. Our 14 5-year-old girls run around chasing balls that are rolling on the ground.
That's perfect.
It's really unbelievable.
No, it's fun stuff.
First one last week.
It is awesome.
Did River June get a game? Did she get a hit?
Oh.
Great Dominated. Slam.
Two up. Three up.
Dominated.
Three hits. Line shot.
You're talking about her.
Oh, that's big.
Scouts are there.
I bet Jack's one of them parents or grandparents that screams at the officials.
Oh, yeah.
This kid ain't playing.
Yeah,
Jackson. Uh-huh. He's a lunatic.
He's always been
Oh, I was
embarrassing.
Yeah.
Get the game, Blue!
give me a little warning. I think we blew somebody's speaker on that one.
How can you keep her at second base? Come on!
And what's crazy is there are parents like that.
There are lunatics.
Oh, yeah,
I agree with you. Well, one of them's right here. Bretzy was a nut.
Bretzy's kid.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. What the good thing about Bretzy's kids.
What do you mean was a nut?
The good thing about Bretzy's kids is that they didn't turn out like their dad. Oh, you think about Stubb and Greg. They're class act. This guy's a lunatic.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, he's the president of the village council.
Are you president?
That's big.
You president?
Yeah.
That is big.
Yeah.
You know what?
You need to show him some respect.
Mm-hmm.
And for those people out there that are a little bit older, turn the clock back 40 years.
Ooh.
Okay. And I'm going to tell you that at one time, John Wolf is the mayor of Fort Recovery.
Absolutely.
And Dave Bretz is the president of the village council.
Mm. Bill Stockton was on the council running the town.
Yeah. And Gary Wendell was on the council.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
you were in charge of school board, president of school board.
You were in charge of school board.
Yep.
Are they doing away with the egg?
What?
Is the school doing away with egg, or what are they doing away with?
Egg.
Industrial arch or something?
I
have no idea.
Anybody hear anything?
No. I haven't heard that.
Okay. I just heard through a little birdie told me that.
I think having Jose Fowler on as a guest
would be great.
He'd be good.
And he's a great guy.
Yep.
I'll bet $100 he wears shorts and sandals. Who's in?
I bet. I wouldn't
tell him there's
a
dress code. He'll probably wear real shoes.
Is there a dress code at Fort Carter Radio?
No.
No.
Don't believe.
Well, we can lie to him.
Yeah. You'd rather be on school board than a mayor?
I said I probably shouldn't be on the show. School board's gonna be on.
No,
yeah.
You are hard on school board.
That's all right. Somebody's got to be.
Well, I gave Jack hell from when he was on there.
I know, but you're allowed to. That's what they're for.
Hey, let's get the council help about something. Anything we can get them help about?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Never been in better shape. Half of it.
What? After 45 minutes to get to work today.
That's going on in town right now. Unbelievable.
And the mowing around in Monument Park leaves a little weed eating.
Not too good? Get on her.
What else do we complain
That was
about?
A couple years ago I complained about that.
I remember that.
But I tell you
Randy
what.
Randy cried at the meeting, too.
Oh, he's mad.
What do you mean?
When you think about Mayor Wolf, like Steve Frankenthal, making that decision to implement the income tax,
mm-hmm.
and how that kind of snowballs into what we got now.
Yeah, that's right.
You know? It's all these little things that end up making a difference.
That's
really
right.
Is.
Well,
it's
and awesome. I think what we had before that was some people with great intentions with no money.
Yep.
And they could say, if you give us a little bit of your income tax, and every town is doing it, a lot of people if they worked out of town, were having to pay it somewhere else anyway, bring it to Fort Recovery, you give us a little bit of that money, and look what we can do, and look what they've done.
Yeah. That's the truth.
And that's a hard sales pitch, but it worked.
What?
And it happened.
And if, like, you've got a job and you're a mayor who's just trying to keep the town running.
Nell Franklin and Gerald Collins.
Do you really want the hassle of implementing an income tax on everybody in town? Because you can bet you'd be getting your ass chewed out.
That's right.
He meant butt.
Yeah. No, I agree.
But yeah, that's definitely true. And he took the heat for that.
A little heat.
But he also now gets the credit for it because it just look at what it's done to our town.
Mayor Collins, I used to get so mad at him when I was a kid because he ran the people game at the church picnic.
Took too much out, didn't
he? You'd be 70 cents in there and then you'd win and then you get 30 cents.
He'd throw 20 cents.
And you'd say,
wait a minute.
Wait, where's the money at, Mayor? And I thought he was just putting it in his pocket.
Yeah.
That's how they made the money.
Yeah.
At the old people game.
Old people game.
Loved the people game.
I don't think I ever played it, but I love to see hearing doing the Carnival Barker act.
Oh, yeah. Did anybody go to the circus? Did you guys go?
Somebody did.
Did you go, Billy? Rocker did? What do you think of it?
He liked it.
Did he?
Animals Rocker? Are about to non-existent.
What do you mean?
One tiger and a horse.
Somebody said one of them was dead.
They had a dead animal?
The tiger was just laying there dead.
They got them all drugged. They don't want anybody to get hurt.
They had a possum.
Pretty cool, but the animals...
I think they had a possum and a puppy.
Have any turkeys?
No turkeys.
They had an elephant, right? I thought somebody there was an
elephant. Not allowed to have elephants. Rocker thought there was going to be elephants, but
they're an elephant.
I love elephants.
I like they're not. They're done. Ringling Brothers canceled them out last month.
Well, they get a little wild.
The reason they did, I thought it was only Ringling Brothers, but I was told that that was a federal
Uber
scoopers. Probably was.
Couldn't
pick the poop up. too big a load.
Could not get any pooper scoopers.
OSHA got involved. They couldn't lift that much.
That's way too much. Bad on the back.
I think we had this last circus up here. I was thinking there was an elephant
right,
in there.
But I think the day that Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey did their last elephant act was the last legal day for it. That's what I was told. I didn't hear that anywhere except from somebody that told me that that's why they didn't have elephants here. So who knows? That was always a big thing that people used to go down. I think the circus has been here two or three other times, four times. Circus, go down and watch them put up the big tent. With the elephants.
Yeah.
Now they just have...
Talking sports,
yeah.
I gotta get going.
Okay,
with
yeah.
Politics.
All right.
I want to know what Mr. Brett thinks about his Democratic Party. They're fighting. They ain't getting along. What's happening with his Democratic Party?
Are you serious? It's the other way around.
No. Lately, Sanders and Clinton are going at it.
Well, they are because they're still, but they're still in a race. That's why they're still going after it.
Well, when Trump was in a race,
they were going after it.
Yeah, he was called a murderer.
Murder.
I don't remember that one.
But
I'm sure it was.
Did you read that? You read it. It's fact.
Probably saw it on the internet.
Let him talk one time. Give me.
Is that cops and ammo? You read that?
What's going on?
20 seconds.
Political.
Hillary.
You're ready. Anything.
I think it's awesome. Go at it.
Go Hillary.
Unbelievable.
I got a few scores here today. Big day for high school teams around here. And let's look back at some of the great games played today. Crestview is still scoreless. That ain't been updated. Defiance 4, Salina 3.
Is that
Defiance
a final?
Scores 200 runs, bottom of the 7th to beat Salina.
Oh. That hurts. Defiance is
number one team in the state.
Yep.
Ouch.
Also, Parkway 5, Marion Local 4, district semis. Girls softball.
Girls softball.
And let's see what else we got here.
What for sales? Tigers.
Oh, Fort Recovery 2. St. Henry, nothing.
Good score.
I didn't know if you heard that one or not.
That's a good score. Yeah.
And the Versailles Tigers 1, Arcanum 0.
Final.
Big boy going to Ohio State.
I'd say pitched a pretty good game.
He must pitch a pretty good game.
I'd say so, too. Great games.
Probably Arcanum had their stud pitching, and he was, I don't know, we played him, I think, the first game of the season. And
we sucked against him.
There's supposedly some people looking at him too. So
we had I got stats for you here.
Bring it on.
So we play we had the banquet last night.
Yep.
And there is 65% of the teams in Ohio out.
Right.
Already.
Okay.
Because of sectionals.
Going into today.
So we're 18-8.
Yep.
And 7 of the teams that beat us are in.
Oh,
that
really?
Kind of shows you had a pretty good schedule.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Pretty tough schedule.
That's
and
good
pretty
one.
Good teams we've been.
Yeah.
I like that.
That is good. That's good.
But you could have done a little better, coaching.
Yeah, I think so.
I could have. I cost us a couple again this year.
What was your worst call you made this year?
Who did I
know what it is, but
I sent one. I told one of the kids, or told Jerry to put in a pinch runner. Look, I already got picked off. I was like, what? Cassius
Metzger.
Cassius Metzger. All right, Cassius. Now this catcher's throwing down, so be ready. Get back here every time. Once you come back hard every time. Okay. First pitch. Shoo. Down the first base. You're done. Sorry. See you, Cassius.
God, I love it.
Nice talking to you.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's a tough. You know, kids come in to pinch run. They're stiff as a board.
Yeah.
Of course, they're 16 years old. They don't get like we do. No. I can't even walk out of the vehicle anymore. Get in the car. Every bone hurts.
If I drive more than 8 miles, I have to stop at a gas station and stretch.
Yeah.
Stretch out.
It is unbelievable. And I got to pee before I get to Salina.
Yeah.
I can't drive to Salina without having to pee.
So if you want to go to Columbus, it's going to take you about
6.5 hours.
It is incredible.
8 miles, get out of stretch.
It is.
I like it.
So I have to drive past Niekamp Flea Market on the way to Salina because I always stop and pee at Niekamp Flea Market.
And you got
to
get an ice cream cone there.
Oh, yeah.
They got homemade ice cream.
Good ice cream.
Yeah.
They got the waffle cone.
Yes.
You
moose
into them?
Tracks. They have that.
Yeah.
They have moose tracks.
I'm into waffle cones.
I like it.
Brett, you like a waffle cone? Yeah,
Brett. They're good for diabetics.
Diabetics are really good.
Yeah, I'm sure they are pretty good.
Sugar-free, Brett?
Nope.
All right.
You guys going over for one?
We're going to drink more booze than you guys.
I bet you are.
Yeah.
How's breakfast with Billy going?
Love it.
Breakfast
with
Billy.
Every day my kid brings me breakfast.
Does he?
Then he needs
Yep. Well, I'm sure he's paying for it.
What, we order it on the radio, and he brings it over.
That'll stop soon.
Ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Hey. I hear you guys brag about his toast. Yeah, it's a piece of bread in a toaster.
It's not, well, there's no toaster that'll hold this. No, no, no household.
I've ate breakfast set for 30 years. I know what it's got. No.
Okay, then you can't get that kind of toast in your toaster.
Texas toast.
It is Texas toast. It's I dunked in butter.
My wife does. She makes that.
That's good toast.
Your wife makes that Texas toast.
Yeah.
That's how you use to make French toast.
French toast.
Yeah. Mm.
She does. She's a great cook.
She's awesome.
She makes some Polish mistakes.
Hey, she went to the game. Bill. She got one game on you.
Bro, you seen her over there.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I looked over and I said, wait a minute, is that Bill and Kim at the game?
Did you guys have to see where Doc Cow parked?
No. Third base.
No, he parked in the right field. But you know how that road is. Well, he parked opposite way, pulled right up to the me and Calvin. Calvin's up there. Oh, my dad.
Hey, you got to see. That's all there is to it.
He said, well, last year, his mom, she pulled that the way you're supposed to park, and he didn't get to see it. He was kind of not happy. So this year, he said, nah, I'm sorry, dear. I'm going this way.
I'm going where I got to see.
All these cars right there's old Doc Calvin's pickup truck face the wrong direction.
Perfect.
He should get a park anywhere he wants.
Yeah.
He would be in interview sometime.
Oh,
yes. He'd be great.
Oh, man, yes.
Oh, yeah. That would be a tremendous interview.
That'd be a great one.
See you, Bill.
See you. Bill and Gretzky heading out. We got, Fita, let's talk a little bit about when we interviewed Jerry after the game and talked a little bit about the decision to pitch Tweetsie over Jackson. Yeah. And that had to be a tough one.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, last week I thought it was no doubt. You know, you got to go with Jackson. But they talked it, and actually, I think Jerry went to Jackson and asked him, you know, and I think his arm's a little sore, you know, he'd been a little sore, and he said, go with Tweetsie. He didn't have a problem with it. And Tweetsie's like, whatever you want me to do, you know, don't care.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're a good team decision, and I'm sure Jackson will be fired up to try to get us out of the district. And
well, that'll be an exciting game Saturday.
Oh, it's going to be fun Saturday.
For a chance to move on to the...
So does this decision... kind of establishing for the rest of the way out?
I think it does. Depending on rain.
It may. Yeah, rain. And you know, I don't know if you scout a team and see if they're, you know.
Right.
I mean, like right now, if we go down and play Versailles, I pitch Hobbsy.
Yeah.
Because they can't hit a curveball.
Right.
But if you're hitting, if you got a team.
Same thing with Coldwater.
Yeah. Coldwater, same way. You got to have a guy with those curves or they'll kill you.
Yeah.
So, but it's also a little different when you're throwing a 73 or 74 mile an hour fastball, and you're throwing an 88 mile an hour fastball.
That's right.
He
brings a dimension to our team that number two, and nothing against Cade Wendell. Cade Wendell's going to be a hell of a pitcher,
he is
a hell of a pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
But when you got a closer, a kid that can pitch like that, this team, you know, if we can get by that next game,
you know, to me, and I don't know if. If the time had come, but, I mean, if Hobbsy would get late into a game and in a bad situation where you need a strikeout, Jackson's probably not as, you know, he couldn't. But, man, you can bring Tweetsie in and say, unload it.
The rule is you can pitch 10 innings every three days.
3 days, yep.
So you do have Tweets to close up if Jackson runs out of gas.
And the thing about Jackson, if you start, you can't come back in, too. So if there was like a, you know, he had a fire going on about the third inning or something and you need a strikeout bad, bring him in, strike the guy out, and put Jackson back on again.
Jerry would never do that.
I don't think he'd ever do that. No. But if
both guys are in the game, you know, you don't have to.
I mean, and then Tweetsie wouldn't get. I mean, you lose an inning, and then he doesn't get a pitch anymore the rest of the game. But and maybe in late in the game too. I mean, come in at, like you said, if he runs out of gas, bring Tweets in and finish it up.
419-516-0702 if you want to call in and talk Indian baseball. And we're celebrating a victory over St. Henry. And we're getting ready for that district final.
District final.
This Saturday at 1 o'clock at Veterans Field over in Coldwater. And it's going to be a barn burner, folks. And
it is.
We still, if you know the score of that Minster-Crestview game, text me, 419-852-9201, or Mr. Feely.
Yeah, 419-852-3599. Text us that score. We want to know what's going on.
Yeah, let's take a break. Come right back. Bub and Fee.
Yep.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. So are you going to buy a new or used lawn or garden tractor? Have you done your homework? Do you know how much horsepower you need? The size of the mower deck you need? What type of lawn you'll be mowing? Well, there is a place that can answer all these questions and more. K&L Tractor Sales, your local independent Simplicity dealer. We're experienced, dedicated professionals who know the products and their features. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made, Simplicity. So visit us at K&L Tractor Sales and see the difference a Simplicity lawn care specialist makes.
So my heater wasn't heating. My friend Tom said I should switch to gas, but Larry suggested I go with a dual-fuel furnace. Then Martin said I should use heat from the ground. Geothermally called it. Then my wife said, just call Reasoner. Sure enough, Reasoner Energy had them all. Train high-efficiency dual-fuel heat pumps, furnaces, and an amazing geothermal heat pump. Reasoner took a look at our place, and the next thing you know, we're all cozy and warm. Go ahead and talk to your friends, but make sure you also talk to my friends at Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Visit the 47-acre campground at Rossburg Acres. There are plenty of permanent and short-term camping sites available with water and electric hookups. Call 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 to make your reservations. If you are planning a party or a get-together, there are two large shelter houses available for rent on Sundays. One of these is sure to meet your needs. Make sure your reservations are in advance by calling 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 or visit RossbergAcres.com.
Historic Fort Recovery is commemorating the 225th anniversary of the battle along the banks of the Wabash in 1791. The first battle, the Battle on the Wabash, or also known as the St. Clair Massacre, was the largest confrontation ever to take place between Native Americans and the U.S. Army. Make your plans to attend the 8-day-long commemoration running June 12th through the 19th. There are countless family-friendly events happening, including the drama, downtown walking tours, beard and costume contests, the evolution of agriculture, the style and tea show, and much more. Visit FR225.com for the full schedule of events and mark your calendars now.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
All right, we're back here in studio at 8:55 on a Wednesday night.
Yes, sir.
Big Fee, we stopped out to Bowling Alley and talked to the boys and then got our bellies full. And
good meal.
And I want to thank Miracle Lance for sponsoring the start of the game tonight. And start of the game once again is Nick Twaits, who was fabulous at the hill for the tribe.
And on the at the plate.
And at the plate. Talk a little bit about your shortstop tonight.
Who? Jacob, playing pretty good right now. He came up big. He had a couple huge plays and a diving play early to get an out. And he's playing with a lot of confidence right now. And at the plate he looks good too. I mean, he's making good contact. He hit that ball. Was it a third inning?
That would have been out at every high school baseball
everywhere
park.
Everywhere but Coldwater.
Except Coldwater.
Yeah, everywhere but Coldwater. It was hit well. Yeah. And he knew it, too. When he came by me, he said, I got all that. Yeah. I said, I thought it was gone.
He did.
That was fun. That would have been bad, but a grand slam, too. That would have been huge.
Fee, you talk about that game playing Monday, and although we lost that game, that kid had a hell of a game.
That's a pretty good team, they're still in the tournament, too, correct?
Now, did that used to be, I know Springfield schools, that school system changed a whole bunch of things. Did that used to be a different
name?
I don't know. I've never heard of Springfield Northwest.
Yeah, I've heard them. I got one for you.
Okay.
Jack just texted me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he talked about, how he
forgot his coat.
Yeah. He left his car run.
You know, he didn't have to tell us that.
2 hours and 45 minutes, his car is running while he's in here doing the show.
Gas is down. Who cares?
I'll tell you what, man. Getting old ain't worth
Does he get Cooper gas?
I don't know. I think he's got his own car there.
Oh, man.
That's a classic.
That's funny.
What a moron.
I think he left his jacket, too.
He's got his jacket here, too? Yeah, probably.
See, left the jacket here.
See if he has any money in there. We'll
somebody left their folder here. That's probably Jack, too.
That was Jack, too. Jack's on a roll right now. He's got no gas in his car, and he's naked. He completely left naked.
So that game that we talked about on Monday, like we talked about, it was positive because a guy like Jacob Homan hits a home run and walks off that game, pitches tremendous. For a confidence level, that guy is on. And that is a kind of kid, and you've said this, I've heard you say this a number of times, he can carry the team.
Oh, he can. Absolutely. Yeah, but he's the type of kid, just like tonight. I mean, he is literally 5 feet from a grand slam, the game's over.
That's right.
I mean, it's the fourth inning. They knew they weren't going to get 5 runs off Nick Thwaites.
Right.
But when it's one and nothing and it's that close and it's hanging, it's just, oh, man, you just know something bad's going to happen.
Right.
You just get nervous. But, boy, Thwaites, he was good. I mean, what a great – and defensively, we played well behind him. You know, we seemed like we were in the right spots, and that's a big thing about baseball, too. I mean, if a ball's hit 3 feet one way or the other way, it drops in for a hit, and if it's hit right at you – good for us.
So let me ask you this. Okay, so, you know, you've been in this thing for a few years now.
Yeah.
And you was, you know, in the dugout last year and at first base. What's your feeling, like, before the game? What's your feeling? Are the kids confident? Do you see the same things that went on last year that's happening this year?
I think so. Yeah. I think so. And I think it's later in the year, it's getting better.
Yeah.
I mean, you can kind of feel the seniors are starting to, you know, they're starting to feel that this is it, you know, and I think they all are starting to want it. You know, you can kind of – last year, Baxi and them guys, they were just – they wanted it, you know, and I kind of – I didn't know. You know, it seemed like the seniors this year, they weren't the same way, you know, and,
right.
but they're businesslike too. You know, we've been here, we've done this, and then you don't get that 17-0 start, you know, and it's like, well, we're not near as good as last year. But now, you know, and then you watch – Thwaites, you throw like that, and you know what Jackson can do, and there ain't many teams that's got two studs.
That 1-2 punch. We talked about that on the radio.
So big.
You, Jerry, after the game, would come up, and we had a quick interview with him, and you know, the way he talks, and he said something that was so, you know, he told the team before the game that St. Henry will battle us for 21 outs.
Yeah.
21 outs is what we got to play. And if there's 19 outs, they're going to play for 21 outs. So it just so happens that in the top of the seventh inning,
we had 20 outs. We couldn't get them out. Yeah.
And Jerry said, I walked out to that mound. I gathered him on there, and I said, I told you, 21 outs.
Yeah.
And that was basically all he said.
Well, the whole game, he had the JV boys are in there, you know, and Posty and Shaney, and he just kept turning over to him. How many? Shaney, how many? 7, coach. Okay. Then we get another out. How many? 8, coach. You know, we just kept going through this. He said, you got to give me 21. You got to give me 21. And then we got to 20. It was like, man, that 21 took forever.
Yeah.
But we got him. That was big.
And what a learning experience for, like you say, a Posty and a kid, the JV kids.
And them are the kids we've got to get, because they got to come in next year and step in, and we're going to be great. I mean, we have a chance of being really, really good.
Oh, my God.
We got a great sophomore class, and we got a couple good juniors coming back ready to play. You know, I think it's going to be – we're going to have fun for next. I love the young kids coming up, too. I mean, I think the eighth grade class coming in there next year will be a nice JV team for us. You know, it's just rolling right now. It's nice.
Me and you have done Sports Talk. And Spencey, how long have we been on here? This is a year and a half, probably. I don't know.
Very close. We were early December of 2014,
I think. And we've done Sports Talk for that whole time. We took a couple months off, I think, last summer.
Yeah, because there's not a lot going on. If the Reds were awesome, we'd be
fired up. Yeah.
Right. And we have got, and I don't want to brag about our Fort Covey kids, but right now in our program, it just is a continuity of our athletes.
Yeah.
As you look down, and we talk about basketball, football, and baseball. I mean, even, you know, down when you look at our 6th and 7th graders, they're good.
They're really good.
And another thing you want to look at, which is a really good long-term thing, look at the character of those kids. Those are some great people.
Kids.
Look, 20 years from now, those will be Steve Franke and Banky McClurg that we're talking about, you know, or whoever it may be. Those will be John Wolf, the mayor. Those will be the kids we'll be talking about.
And the thing I think we got going now, too, and we kind of talked about it a little bit out of bowling alley. We have kids that we got a little arrogance now.
Yeah.
You know, and I think St. Henry's always had that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Marion Local, they're going through. You know, when you get athletes that are good and they want to win and they expect to win, you know, and I think that's where we're at right now. These kids are, we're good and we know it and we ain't scared of anybody. You know,
yeah.
In baseball, you know, we had a freak year last year, you know, with the start and stuff like that. But, I mean, we're going to put 20 wins on the board again. That's fantastic. Actually, last night was another stat I gave you. Jackson and Jacob and them guys, that senior class, Chase, Bruins, and homie, Ross, they've won 79 games in 4 years.
That's unbelievable.
Which is unbelievable. The next class, the next group of seniors that had the best record, 47. That's hard to believe. I mean, that's...
I love it.
That is. That just shows you how good we're getting.
So last night, and we're going back and forth here, bullshit, crapping about stuff that's going on. But last night was a sports banquet. And congratulations to these four guys who won the Big P Award.
Yeah.
And they are Wes Wenning, Kyle Schreier, Jackson Hobbs, and Chase Bruins. And that's an honor of the longtime iconic voice, Big P. And
yeah.
That's a pretty cool deal, and it's something that we're proud of. You know?
I went up to them two guys, and you know, and I let them know that means a lot to me, and that should mean a lot to them. You know, that's something that was, you know, and you have to earn 8 letters, you know, varsity letters, which is, you're a pretty damn good athlete. You're getting eight letters. That's pretty dang good, and you're not a guy that's, you know, you don't focus on one sport and that's it. You know, you're a four recovery guy. You play all the sports, and they were pretty darn good at it, all of them.
Yeah. And then also shout out to, you know, one of our best listeners is Chuck and Kathy Etzler.
Yes.
They listen to this radio station. And congratulations to Jackson Hobbs, who wins the Chuck Etzler scholarship.
Yeah, and that's awesome. And they got Chuck's got a big plaque out in the hallway out there at the in the Commons area, and the names get put up out there. You're there forever, and Cody's name's on there, and it's pretty cool. You know, that makes me pretty proud.
I was only hearing sporadically at the game. I was trying to listen, and you gave a nice shout out to Kathy's brother Dave when he popped in there with Crestview, and you talk about somebody who is just one of the great people ever. You know, it's he is just a great guy. Dave is he's always been one of my favorite people since I saw him playing basketball on the stage at the Renco tournament when he was 12.
Yeah, that's
he
right.
Just shooting around while the games were going on. He didn't let up. He was sports all the time.
And you always seen Dave when the Etzler kids were playing. They were,
yes.
You
know, oh, yeah.
Yes. So that's why everybody knows Dave Springer here in town and class act up there at Crestview.
He might be almost a carbon copy of his dad. Mason was just one of my all-time favorite people.
Yeah.
I'm not sure he knew my name, but every time he saw me, he came up and talked to me, whether it just happened to stop in Wren Tavern and he's playing Pinochle or whatever it was, or see him at any kind of sporting event, he'd just walk right up to you and say hi.
So getting back, you know, we talked about honoring our seniors. So now the Indians play Saturday at 1:00 at Coldwater.
Yep.
For a chance to move on to the regional.
Yeah, another shot.
To get to the Sweet 16 and against a regional that is loaded.
Oh, yeah.
And I think the Indians kind of took a hosing this year going north.
Yeah.
Because we have to battle the number 2 ranked team and number 3 ranked team.
Yeah, they're both up.
If they win, collide in Arlington. And both of them are going to be tough teams.
Oh, sure. And, you know, and like we talked about, though, Bobby, you know, the one nice thing we got going is we do got a 1-2 punch. You know, and I don't know what these other teams have, but I thought about this tonight. You know, I thought if we could get through, you know, because I'm looking at all the other teams and everybody's got one good stud. You know, Minster had a stud, Crestview had a stud, St. Henry's got a stud, but we got two of them.
Right.
You know, that's why you just want to get to that next level, that next game, you know. But to their credit tonight, St. Henry, they lose their stud and this kid comes in and he looks like a stud.
He
really pitched well.
But we hit him and we just didn't get the clutch hit.
Yeah, and it was going to happen.
Right.
It just felt like it was going to happen.
And another thing is that we've seen it last year. When that regional comes along, and when Jerry would kill us right now for talking about regional because he is so
one game.
But when last year, the first game down there, and then the second game was a shootout.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what happens when people start pitching their
you got to start digging into your third and fourth guys. Yeah. You know, you put your second guy in there, and he starts struggling. Now you're down to 3 and then 4, and then, you know, that's exactly what happened. Luckily, Cade came in and did a pretty good job.
Right.
And Cole, yes, Cole didn't have it very good last year, you know, in that regional final. And then he battled through a few innings. And then Cade came through and gave us some great innings.
Yeah.
You know, and somehow we sneak the lead out. Jackson comes in, closes it out. And wow. And just, you know, that it. I hope we can do something like that again. It'd be fun.
Oh, man. We need to talk coming home tonight. And,
oh, it'd be fun.
Jesus. We are one game away from making to the regionals again. And,
oh, my God.
And I just love our chances Saturday. And, man, get your butts over to Coldwater. It's supposed to be 70 degrees, not a cloud in the sky.
Yeah. Catch a little sun.
What a great place to watch baseball
games. Yes. That, yeah. That is set up. I don't know how you can set up one better than that.
Sit wherever you want.
He talks
about. You want to sit in the shade and the bleachers? You want to sit...
Yeah.
It's just really a neat place.
Their AD,
Eric Goodwin.
Eric, you know, last year he said we were giving this up. He said it's a lot of work. You don't make any money. He said, I kept thinking, man, you're going to have a hard time finding any kind of facility that's better than this.
Right.
No, I don't know if there is a high school facility.
Luckily, they didn't give it up, and they came back and did it again. You know, and it is a lot of work, and credit to him. What a great job they do.
Yes.
They get out in between the games, and they make that field look immaculate again, you know, and it's pretty cool.
They're still paving out here. What the hell's going on?
They're going to pave till they can't see anymore. They want to get it done because they have, you know, we're the last project last year, so they're that far behind. So they need to get on to the next ones. They have a lot of stuff promised.
Stuff down.
Yep.
They don't mess around.
Let's take a break. Bubba and Fee right after this.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical. 419-375-2410.
Now is the time to set up your lawn care program with Nature's Green Nursery. Early season pre-emergent applications are very important to prevent crabgrass and control weeds. A complete season-long approach from Nature's Green Nursery will make your lawn the envy of the neighborhood. I'm Steve Stone, and when it comes to your lawn and landscape and its care, I assure you that Nature's Green Nursery offers the best. Call Nature's Green Nursery at 419-375-2322 today for a free estimate on your lawn care plan and a prepaid discount.
Do you find yourself thinking of better ways to do your job? Do you wish your input was taken into consideration? At Cooper Farms, we invite our team members to take an active role in our success and innovation. We want you to have a voice because it is you who makes us better and shapes the future of our company. We're growing. Come join the Cooper Farms team. Find us on your favorite social media site today and apply at cooperfarms.com/join our team. You can also stop in at 2321 State Route 49, Fort Recovery, Ohio to apply. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Get your tickets now to win a beautiful 2016 Harley-Davidson Street Glide motorcycle. This beautiful, powerful, brand-new Amber Whiskey Harley-Davidson Street Glide, worth over $21,000, will be given away on July 16th at the Winlane Sports Club at the end of their poker run. The tickets are only $10 each. The proceeds will go to the Center for Neurological Development in Burkittsville. The motorcycle was on display at Tin Man Sports Bar in Fort Recovery, and you can get your tickets there and also from any Winlane Sports Club member. Don't lose your chance to win this beautiful Amber Whiskey Harley-Davidson Street Glide for only $10. Get your tickets before Saturday, July 16th, to win this great American motorcycle at Tin Man's or from any Winlane Sports Club member. And, of course, you don't need to be present to win.
We're back on?
Yes, sir, we are.
We're back. Greg McClurg said, good job, boys. Nice W.
Big win. You might see if he got to hear his dad on the radio. His dad was...
Was Banky in tonight?
Banky was in tonight.
Did he leave early?
Yeah, well, they left about quarter after.
Did they?
Yeah, so they're on about an hour and 15 minutes, he and Steve Franke, and it was awesome. They were talking about all the things, the changes that have gone on in and around Fort Recovery in the last...
Those guys seen a bunch
30, 40,
of
it. Yes, and some of it I didn't realize how much... Steve Franke did a lot behind the scenes.
He's behind, yeah, I was going to say, he's behind the scenes.
With number one, the fire department. Number two, the industrial park. I knew he was involved in that because I went to one of the meetings. I didn't realize just how much he was involved in that and dozens of other things.
Yeah.
And the nice thing, Ivan Kaufenberger left, he works till midnight down
right
there.
Yeah.
He came down here and he wanted to make sure people knew that his estimate, I think, was 60 or 70% of the firefighters on the force now, on the firefighters,
mm-hmm.
Came on there because Steve Franke said, you need to do this.
Mm-hmm.
He went out and recruited these guys, and he said, Ivan was one of the people that Steve said, you need to do this. And, everybody knows Ivan is just, he's a rock in something like that.
Yeah, right.
And you just don't know things like that till somebody comes in and says, Steve Franke is responsible for the people that are down there, and we have a waiting list of junior firefighters trying to get on there. It's just unbelievable.
Spencey, and this is why... everybody brags about their community, and everybody has the great people in their community. And that's why I tell my kids that they have to be involved in this 225, because we were involved in it, and the memories of that thing will last a lifetime.
Yeah.
And this thing this year will be one for the ages. I guarantee it will be, because...
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Because it just is. I mean, the program, or the, what do you call it?
The drama.
Is going to be so neat. And when you have a community like Fort Recovery, who everybody, it's about as close-knit a community as you're going to get.
Sure. Absolutely.
And they're all going to come together, and we're all going to be down there, and it is going to be...
I thought,
the whole week's going to be awesome.
I mean, in the last 25 years, I remember doing that, the drama, and... you're doing it, and I'm 25 years old, and it's fun because we're having fun and we're drinking beer after everything's great, and we're practicing and doing stuff, we're killing each other, and it's fun, neat. But you had no idea how many people were going to come watch this thing. We're out here, and it's like, holy crap, the stands are completely full, and everybody's standing, and it's like, holy, what the hell, and then the next night, same thing, and the next night, same thing. It's like, what are these people coming from? Where are they coming from?
Right.
But
as the show got on, the crowds got bigger because everybody, it was a word of mouth, it just exploded.
Yeah. It got around and said, it's neater than heck.
The one 50 years ago was very good, but they brought a production person in from somewhere, and it was good, but I think they were in control of the script. The last one, Nancy Kanapke wrote it, and obviously she spent huge amounts of
time.
She doesn't do anything part way.
I was at Trusty Woods last night, and Nancy was in there with Chris Thompson.
Toby.
Yeah, right. And they were in there, and they had all their stuff out, and I was wondering.
They're digging out there by Nancy's
Park. I see them digging. You know, and when you talk about the pageant and the crowds, and I don't know if people realize this, but I'm pretty sure that the money that they made from that year was like $100,000.
Yeah, it
was. And they took that money and they started the foundation.
The Fort Recovery Foundation.
And right now, that foundation, because of that drama, you can say whatever you want, but that drama started it.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that drama and the money that they made, how much money is in our foundation now?
There's over $1 million.
I know that's over a million.
I haven't heard the exact number, but I know they got
it. It is unbelievable.
They said, I was on it maybe 5, 6, 7 years ago for 2 or 3 years, and their goal, we were 150, 250, 300,000. I don't remember what it was.
Right.
We're going to get to $1 million, and we're going to do it this way. So they wanted to get 25 different groups of people or causes to raise $25,000 each. Whatever they were short. Let's say 20 groups of $25,000 each. That may not be the right number, but $25,000 each. So what a lot of families did, I won't name the family, but a family that people know around here that I know this did happen, 5 siblings, each one of them pledged over the next 5 years, each one of them was going to give $5,000.
Right.
So $1,000 a year. And basically, that's $200 a month, whatever the numbers are. It isn't a lot of money.
Right.
When you break it down per month, they put that into this fund. And over 5 years. Each one of them had $5,000. Each one of these five siblings gave that, and that's $25,000. Mm-hmm. A group of us got together in memory of Chuck Summer, who some of us know, some of us don't, passed away a number of years ago, about 26, 7, 8 years ago. And we raised enough money to dedicate the batting cage at the new facility.
It's pretty awesome.
There was enough, and enough people did that. You know, if you break it down to X number of dollars a week, a month, or whatever, it's not very much money if you get a bunch of people
it's
together and get $25,000.
I mean, you say that, Neil, and I think about the football bleachers. Remember? Right. I mean, I remember I was the president at that time, and it was $100,000 we were paying for them bleachers. I'm thinking, holy crap.
What are we doing?
How do you get $100,000?
You were on. You were signed at. You were on the news president.
Yeah. I went in, and I'm thinking, holy crap, you know. And then they come out of that idea of $1,000 over 5 years, you know, and you think, I'll give $200 a year. What the hell for 5 years?
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, you got 100 people doing that, and we paid it off in 5 years, boom.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just like the SAG. I mean, that's unbelievable, that thing.
I tell you what, and Neil said that about Chuck. You know, I go in there, and those things I see, and I that place is awesome. You know, and then when you go in there, and I know them boys don't know Chuck, but I do. Right? Yeah. You know? And I played Pony League with him.
And two of them said, we appreciate that. That they didn't know I had anything to do with it.
Oh, just neater than hell.
Even if they didn't know him, they appreciate it.
You know, I walk down into the weight room, and I look, and I see Lucas up there. You know,
up there, man.
God damn, that stuff.
Is that stuff awesome?
Yeah.
It's just awesome. Great people.
Cooper's got a big sign on the end, you know, where the basketball court and that stuff is. It's just awesome.
That is.
And it's amazing how that place is going to make us really good.
What I love about it is when I see, like, I think it was a Friday night ball game. No, I know what it was. It was Friday night St. Henry. Mm-hmm. All them people come over from St. Henry that went through it because they're building something too.
Yeah.
So they're going through it and they come back and say, wow. You know,
it is
what a facility. And, and man, that's just.
Well, and I don't.
We did it right.
I don't know if this is really true, but I heard a fairly prominent person in Coldwater say one of them got to see that facility and within 2 weeks, their project was underway.
Yeah.
They said, we cannot let Fort Recovery have a. Yeah. Better practice facility than it's we just, have, and they
it is. It's awesome.
You know, theirs will be better than ours because they have more money and more people.
And being a coach, I get up there, so I get to see it once in a while. You know, and when you walk in there, and there is, I see Double Cheese over there lifting weights all the time. I mean, him and his brother come in every night we have baseball practice. they're there. You know, he's going to be a stud lineman. There's no doubt about it. And I see the kids working out, and I look over, and there's guys shooting baskets and throwing footballs. And it's just awesome. I mean, that's what's going to make us better. Yeah. Something like that.
And the kids that don't play football in the football season, we're in the batting cage.
Right.
it's just unbelievable.
You think about when we were in school, Bubba, and P-Dog will know too. I mean, we didn't get a hit baseballs until basketball was over because they put the damn cage up on the top of the damn bleacher, so we couldn't put them up until the damn thing's over.
Yep.
So, you know, you started baseball, you know, in
as soon
late
as the home
February
games were done.
Or March. You know, it was just terrible. You
whatever
had to wait.
The last home game was.
And now these kids, they're hitting all year round. You know, and that's why they're good. Man, they're good.
We're looking for, and the last update I seen was 2-0. So if you know the update score of the Minster game,
it's got to be over.
It's
got to
be over, don't it?
Yep,
9:20. A game been going for 2 hours. So.
Yeah, depending, but I'd say if it was 2-0 early, it probably is a pitcher's duel, and it would be done by now. But
you would think so.
Let me see if I can find anything. Hi, Chuck,
the main man. Minster 2, Crestview 1. After 6.
After 6.
Mm. Well, that barn burner going
on.
That's
a barn burner.
Whoa. You just ain't come in here and eat our cheese and cheese.
Yes, he can. Yes,
he can. He's allowed to.
Yes, he can.
He is allowed.
Cheese.
Chuck gets to do whatever he wants to.
Where you been? Hey, where you been? No, don't be.
Jubilee meeting.
We had a Jubilee meeting tonight.
Yeah. A Jubilee.
Looked like a lot of cars down there. How'd it go? Okay. We all ready to go? What are you in charge of? Sound? Again?
Yeah. Believe it or not.
A sound man. I got your light. Huh?
Can you imagine Chuck in charge of the sound?
That thing worked great. Yeah, thank you, bud. Appreciate it. I got, let's see, what I got this weekend? Huh? I don't know. Why don't you talk into mics so people can hear you?
I had it turned off.
It's on now. It'd be nice to hear people can hear Chuck.
Chuck wants to talk.
You are eating.
He's eating.
Sam Stogler, hey. Sam says there's nothing grosser than listening to you guys eat on the radio.
Well, so she's going to turn it off while...
So, now listen. So I'm listening.
Live or eating.
I'm listening to Bill and Rocker's show.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing Rocker eat, and it was I about threw up listening. It was unbelievable. And I texted her. I said, oh, my God. Is that bad?
That may have been me.
No, it was Rocker. It was no doubter.
Okay.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, that classic. So, Jubilee meeting, everything getting up? See, you only got one more before the actual show.
Ooh, it's about time.
No. That's
we're
it.
Done. We're done.
It's time.
I got the brochure in the truck.
Do you
want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't you go get it? We'll talk about it.
Get that, baby.
Find my keys.
Yeah. That's important.
Go get it. I love the Jubilee. You know what I love about the Jubilee now? Is I love to see the younger kids getting involved. I love to see Pork Work Camp and Ross and them guys taking that whole week off.
Yeah.
You know, I look
they're
down
into it.
They're into it. And that is what's going to keep this town
booming. Absolutely.
Yeah. Young guys like that to get involved.
Absolutely.
Just like Saturday. Okay.
Saturday?
The golf tournament, community club golf tournament.
Oh, tremendous.
Okay, so me and you have been involved in that community of golf tournaments for years.
Forever, yep.
And it is so nice to go there and not have to do nothing.
Oh, that's sweet.
And you see Stevie Diller, and Curtis.
Steve does a great job.
And Curtis and Cliffy and them guys
thing. Well done. Except give me about 20 more degrees next time.
Yeah, a little nippy, boys. Got to do a little better.
I'm getting a little old for that great thing. Nobody bailed on us.
No.
With that bad weather.
Nope.
Okay. And the
well, you could.
The golf course guy said to me, I really hope for you guys sake that most of them show up. I said, these guys will show up. I said, you might
show up. Half of them had shorts on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We have a lot of dumb people in the community.
I said, these are people that they may not care about golf, but they're going to be here.
They were here.
It is funny that.
And if we get rained on, we might just quit after six holes.
Oh, we're going to quit.
We'll be here.
We'll be here.
Time.
We're going to quit.
Okay, so I'm looking through all this, and the first thing I open up.
It's a picture of you, Bob.
No, it's a picture of the nuns, and they're coming out of retirement.
Oh, that is.
The Sunday of the Sisters of Disorder. And I can tell you this much, and my wife said it, and I give her a hard time. They bring a lot of people.
Yes.
People like watching them crazy women.
Especially since we haven't seen them for 5 years or whatever.
There will be 1,000 people.
Yeah.
So who's going to break the hip first?
That's right.
Probably spectators. Here. Probably me.
I got one for you.
All right. Carl Hastings' picture?
Nope. It's not going to be the combine, is it? Oh, my God.
What about it?
One guy ain't real happy with that.
What are we looking at?
And a couple other people think it's hilarious.
I don't know what we're looking at, so somebody tell us.
Hall Brother, the John Deere Combine?
Green.
It's John Deere Combine.
What about it?
Well, they don't sell John Deere in Fort Recovery.
Nobody sells John Deere in Fort Recovery.
But,
hey, I've seen John Deere Combine sitting out in their lot. I've seen John Deere.
Well, they're used.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not.
Right.
There's one right there right now.
There is one there right now. All brothers are awesome. They don't need somebody's fired up about that. Are they fired up?
Well, you have that picture in your brochure. It's one thing to mention it here and there, to put that picture in the brochure.
Now, what was the business name?
What was the deal with the picture?
Yeah.
I mean, what was it? What was the picture of the thrashing day?
Green tractor. Yeah.
What was it in relation to? Just
Ag Day or something?
Ag Day. Okay. Oh, yeah. You should have. You should have picked a New Holland or a Kloss or a Case.
Yeah. K&L would have been.
Yeah. Oh well. I mean, they're sorry.
Stuff happens. Yep.
That's right. You can't get all fired up over something. No. I mean, you can get mad and say something, but you know, in the big run, these people are donating all their time to this, and they made a little error, and you know what?
You don't even think about it.
You're going through building these brochures. You're not thinking about the call of a combine.
No.
You're just thinking, here's a combine. That'll work great for Ag Day.
Right.
You're not thinking, well, what color should it be?
Yeah. I know, but
I mean, they spent
well, when them guys are gold donors that give $1,000, then it was a green on there.
Or a lot more than that.
Or a lot more than that, yeah.
Right.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I'm glad I don't have to do any of that stuff. I'm over that. I went through that for about 4 years.
You put in your time.
I did mine.
Yes,
I'm
you
out.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Did good.
So, Fee, we got me and your boat dragging butt tonight.
I'm tired, yeah.
And we're going to get out here early. But we want to thank everybody for listening to the Bubba and Fee Show.
Yep.
And we got a big game Saturday.
Yep. We need everybody we can get there.
And I'm going to say, and I don't know if anybody was listening this morning, I said we want people there, and we want to, when that St. Henry team is in the field looking toward home plate, all they see is purple. Yeah. We had two sections of people. They had one.
Yeah, we had them 2-1 tonight.
Quite a nice, I think there's a pretty good crowd down past the first base dugout. But they don't get to see that when they look in at home plate. Get there early. Mm-hmm. Wear your purple. Put that sea of purple behind so that Crestview or Minster, whoever we're playing, that's what they see when they look at home plate. They see our fans there.
I need a new purple shirt.
Yep.
I got this off purple. I got purple coats and
plummy
stuff.
It's plumish.
It's like a plum. I'm like a Barney.
You little Barney.
Eh, different shade, but yeah.
Hello. What else you got?
You got something else? How many hours have you been talking on the radio today? Was it what, 5 hours?
Quarter till four. Quarter till five.
Quarter till five.
We've been on a lot, anyway.
You've been working.
People are tired of hearing
my
voice.
It's only 4 hours. No, they're not.
Only 4 hours.
Yeah, they are. They're tired.
Well, they got an hour off when Jack was here, but they...
Yeah.
And we got a break. Thank you, McClurg.
Yeah. But anyway, Indians, Saturday, district final with a chance to move on to the Sweet 16.
I want to get a title.
And it'll be a hell of a party, folks.
And it does say that the next game will be the following Friday. At wherever
I thought it was Friday afternoon.
The state thing.
We played Friday afternoon last
this
year.
This says Friday.
I thought that was the final.
This says Friday, May 27th, 5 p.m., site to be announced.
And then Saturday?
That can be.
That's not the championship then.
No, then the. Okay. Let me look here. Yeah. Okay. Thursday, May 26th.
I thought it was Thursday, Friday last year.
Yeah. Thursday, Friday. So Thursday, May 26th. Friday, May 27th.
Jerry Kelp would kill us right now. He's taking away a sponsorship for 4KR Radio for us bringing that up.
Well, no. We have to let people know so they can take those days off ahead of time.
Yeah,
a lot of people have to give their employer a week.
So do you give your employees time off?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I insist that my employees go to the every paid employee goes to every game.
I like it. All right. Well, we're gonna call today. One thing, everybody for listening to Bubba and Fee show. Sure, Big Fee did a hell of a job today, buddy.
One more. Let's get another one.
I'm winning. Bubba and Fee.
See you next week.
Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go for great low mileage vehicles. Hastings has a 2013 Buick LaCrosse Premium Package 2 with 28,000 miles. It's black with leather interior and remote start for only $21,500. And Hastings has a very nice 2015 Chevy Cruze LT2, only 14,000 miles. Silver with leather interior and lots of extras, including remote start for only $15,900. Check out pictures of these and many other great vehicles at hastingsauto.com or stop by and test drive one today. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians. now we send you back to the studio